from clay or from rock. O Solomon, for the sake of thine army's camping place, keep this wise one on thy expedition. Then said Solomon, O good companion in waterless, far-stretching wastes.
What's happening here? A very simple thing. This little bird let me just talk about the best thing I could do. And the best thing you could do is finding the water on the ground. Do you need something better than that when you're walking in the desert? When you're walking the path? You know the necessity of walking the path. What is the necessity of walking the path? I told you several times, I consider myself a tourist guide. The trip you're going is Grand Canyon, and you need two things. A water, bucket of water, and a machete. Something to cut the things. Because the things will stuck to you. And you need the water. Now you're walking in a desert, and there is this bird that will find you the water. So Solomon will say, oh, good friend in this trip. He is a good one. Why? He finds the water. How? There is the trick. Two words over there. First is to be at the zenith. I guess from the zenith. In Persian is not zenith. It's a little bit more than that. گفت من آنگه که باشم اوج بر means at the top of the height. اوج is the top, is the maximum. When, for example, in the music, at the beginning, there is always a slow beginning. At the end, normally, there is coming to end. At the middle, somewhere, there is what we call peak. That's the peak of the music. Everything will be at the highest and at the foremost noticeable place and things like that. Peak. That's Oj. Oj is peak. When I'm at the top of the peak, remember the peak he knows is that Qaf and all that. He said, when I'm at top of that, I will see it with the eye of certainty. What it means, the eye of certainty, nothing.
I know your key.
You're getting old because you remembered it. You said, before these seven steps of Rumi and Sana'i and Attar, there were three steps that they talked about. He said, knowing is three different way of knowing. First thing is the knowledge, science. You know it. They called it ilmul yaqin, means the certainty of knowing. He said, the second level is ainul yaqin, means when you see this stuff, not knowing, being reported, being informed. You see it. This is a different kind of certainty, different kind of belief. And the third one, which is the best one, is haqqul yaqin. Means the truth will cover you and will engulf you, so you know it that way. Here, Hudhud is the instrument that will see it with ainul yaqin. Means by seeing it. The only body, the only thought, who could see the water under the ground is that bird when it is flying above the peak. So it is a very fantastic bird. Yes?
How the crow impugned the claim of the hoopoe. Mm-hmm. When the crow heard, from envy he came and said to Solomon, he has spoken false and ill.
Please make a correction over there, because I believe there is a difference in English language between envy and jealousy. And here the word is jealousy. And Rumi emphasizes on that. Do you remember? Before this. Before this, Rumi was talking about someone else. Then he said, jealous, jealous, jealous. Like that. Remember? When he was talking about the vizier, he said that vizier was descendants of jealousy. And vazirak has a hasad job. He makes sure to refer it, because that hasad, that jealousy he started at the beginning, we are talking about that. It's always the problem, because these are the consequences of that jealousy. Jealousy was the consequence of your superficiality. Right? And from jealousy started egocentrism, and now this. Because this crow is an unbeliever, we'll see who he is. Yes.
It is not respectful to speak in the king's presence, in particular, lying and absurd self-praise. If he had always had this sight, how would not he have seen the snare beneath a handful of earth? How would he have been caught in the snare? How would he have gone into the cage willy-nilly? Then Solomon said, O Hupu, is it right that these dregs have risen from thee at the first cup? O thou who hast drunk buttermilk, how dost thou pretend intoxication and brag in my presence and tell lies besides?
Okay, the first thought was, you could find, if you could fly high enough, you could see the water on the ground. The second thought was, it's impossible. Why is it impossible? Because you're talking about perfection, and nobody's perfect. This bird, oh, look at the bird. Why? If it was like that, if this bird had that super X-ray vision, it could have on other qualities and all that, but it's not it. Solomon said, okay, now you, the hoo-hoo, defend yourself.
Yes, the idea that all these birds have actually been captured by Solomon.
Captured?
Yeah, well, he's talking about a snare here. How have you been caught in the snare? So is all these birds are actually like imprisoned almost? Are they in cages or?
First of all, where is that a snare?
Line about 12, 22. Or 24.
24.
Well, 23 and 24 both express it. If he had not been, if he had always had this sight, how would he have not seen the snare beneath a handful of earth? How would he have been caught in the snare? How would he have gone into the cage willy-nilly?
He doesn't talk about that snare being now open over there and they be in it. He would say, if this bird is perfect, therefore there shouldn't be any snare for it. It should be really always perfect. How come that in that moment he's not perfect? Therefore, it's no use. Let's forget about this. Let's find it in you. What does it have to do with you? Don't you believe that if I tell you that you could see really the flow of knowledge hidden beneath the earth, and you think that, oh yes, the saint could do that. Don't you? Because to you, somebody should be saint to be able to do that. That's your intelligence rule. We don't believe in that. Because you think that I have to be perfect to do that. We are not talking about perfection. And we are not talking about me even. Because if I'm counting on my personal qualities, how miserable could I feel?